Assalamualaikum. Okay, very good to see everyone. Hope everyone had a good day today. Once again, I want to dedicate this year to the following. I want to dedicate, I'm still, today was the yahrzeit of my father. So I'm still, right now it's already the next day over here in Eretz Yisrael. But since for you it's not the next day, I still want to dedicate this year, Le'ilui Nishmas, my father, Avi Mori, Yehuda ben Achav Rechayim. I also wanted to dedicate this year, Le'ilui Nishmas, Yosef Avraham's grandfather, Shem Tov ben Shmuel HaKohen, and to the Refuah Shleima of Eitan Moshe ben Hila Hinda, Shlomo Chizkiyo ben Mamel, David ben Leah Freda, and Chana Freda Bas Basha. Okay, we started discussing yesterday, at the end of this year, we discussed a Gemara, which, as I recall, what I said yesterday had nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. It was a Chanukah Shabbos Gemara, and the way I left off was okay. That was a nice vart, nice shmooze, nice message, but what does that have to do with why did I bring that up? So let's explain why I brought that up. So the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Rava has the following suffolk. He wants to know if an ani has no money whatsoever. He's really, really poor, and all he can afford is it's Friday night or Friday afternoon, Shabbos, Chanukah, all he can afford is one single candle. So does he use for that candle? Does he buy a Ner Shabbos or a Ner Chanukah? We explained yesterday that you can't use a Ner Shabbos as your Ner Chanukah. You can't use your Ner Chanukah as your Ner Shabbos because Ner Chanukah is Aser L'shtamesh b'hen, Ner Shabbos, you have to get hana from it. So what do? So the Gemara says very, very clearly, Amar Rava says, Pshita, it's obvious that Ner Beiso Adif, that Shalom Bayis Adif, and therefore you prioritize your Ner Shabbos over your Ner Chanukah. And that's it. And l'chora, that Gemara is a very, very non-halacha l'maaseh. Gemara has very little to do with our day-to-day, because after all, how many times are we confronted with this level of poverty that we can only afford one candle? It's not seemingly halacha l'maaseh. However, if you take a look in the back of the Gemara, the Ran has a very fascinating and lengthy discussion. He quotes a very striking machlokas between the Ramban and the Bahag that seem to indicate this Gemara is extremely halacha l'maaseh. Extremely halacha l'maaseh, and I'm going to just read a little bit of the Ran. It's a long piece, very worthwhile to go through. But I'll just highlight a couple of very, very significant points. So the Ran notes, he quotes the Ramban. He's going to start off quoting the Ramban, and we're going to begin with the Ramban sheet. The Ramban basically understands his Gemara as telling us the following idea, that there's a priority, there's a chashivas, a greater chashivas to Ner Shabbos over Ner Chanukah. And that's why push comes to shove. You can have one or the other. So you're going to prioritize, if you can only have one or the other, you prioritize Ner Shabbos over Ner Chanukah because Ner Shabbos has greater chashivas. Shalom Bayis is more important than Pirsumei Nisa. Perhaps also it's Tadir, Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. For whatever reason, Ner Shabbos has a priority. And then says the Ramban, Da'af, not only is it a priority when it's one or the other, either Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, but even for us on a regular Friday night of Chanukah, you will also prioritize the Ner Shabbos over the Ner Chanukah in that which candle do you light first? Do you light Ner Shabbos first? Do you light Ner Chanukah first? So says the Ramban, you're going to light Ner Shabbos first because Ner Shabbos is prioritized. Kasav Ramban, Mashma da'af lahagdin, Magdimin Ner Beis Lishal Chanukah, Shekol HaTadir, V'Hameshubach Mechavero, Kodem Lechavero. Anything that's Tadir and more Meshubach, which is Shalom Bayis, that's going to come first. And says the Ramban, you light your Ner Shabbos before your Ner Chanukah. And then he quotes, listen to this, Aval Ra'isi Lebal Halachos Gedolos. But I saw the Bahag, and the Bahag, Sheomer, Vehecha deboy ad luke ner Chanukah v'ner Shabbos, bereisha madlik de Chanukah, v'hoder madlik shel Shabbos, di'i adlik de Shabbos, bereisha itzarle la'adluke de Chanukah, mishum de Kabbalah le'Shabbos ale. And the Bahag disagrees. The Bahag says, no way. After all, if you're going to light your Shabbos candle first, it'll be usser to light your Ner Chanukah. Why? Because the Bahag understands that Ner Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. So once you light your Ner Shabbos, it is now Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be usser for you then to subsequently light your Ner Chanukah. That's a malach on Shabbos. So says the Bahag that this is a halacha only when it's one or the other. But if you're going to light both, you'll certainly light the Ner Chanukah first, because if you light Ner Shabbos, you're not going to be able to light the Ner Chanukah. Comes along the Ramban and says, no, nothing doing. Just like by when you're one or the other, we prioritize Ner Shabbos, so too, when you're going to light both, we also prioritize Ner Shabbos comes first. It's Tadir Umeshubach. And then the Ramban says some striking language. He tries to bring some rayas. I'll bring one or two of his rayas, and then I want you to hear how he puts it. His raya, one of his rayas he brings is from a... Yeah, Yoni, go ahead.
I'm a little confused what I mean, just how he got to this. How could you possibly light or their shadows for Ner Chanukah at the time?
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense if... You see, Yoni, you're brainwashed. You're brainwashed by what your mom does every Friday night. You're brainwashed what you were led to believe your whole life. You're brainwashed in that you think Ner Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. And that's indeed what the Bahag says. Bahag holds that way. The Ramban says nothing doing. Who says? Where'd you get that from? Who made that up? That when you light Ner Shabbos, that's called Kabbalah Shabbos. That's made up. And therefore, go ahead and light your Ner Shabbos and then keep doing Malach. And he brings a raya. His raya is from a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And the Gemara there describes, you might remember fondly your days in Eretz Yisrael a few weeks ago. You go to some communities in Israel, so before Shabbos starts, ooh, and Joey still got it, Baruch Hashem, but in certain communities, when Shabbos is about to come in, about, you know, 40 minutes before Shabbos, 20 minutes, different communities do a different time, they have the sirens that ring. And the sirens kind of herald the coming of Shabbos. That minhag of the sirens is really not that's an old minhag. And it's not a minhag of sirens. Before you had sirens, they had this thing called a shofar. And Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says, they used to blow 6 blasts of the shofar. And each blast was to tell the people, okay, it's time to come in from the fields now. Now it's time to start preparing. Now it's time. And it would remind people, Shabbos is coming. Start getting ready. And the Gemara says the shlishis, the third blast, was lahadlik es haneros. It's time to light neros Shabbos. And hidlik hamadlik, and then you would go ahead and light vishohe, and then there'd be a delay kedei letzalos dag katan o lahadbik pas batanur, and then there'd be a delay between the third and the fourth blast to go ahead and cook some fish, to go ahead and bake some bread, to put some bread in the oven. So says the Ramban, there's a clear raya over here, slam dunk, in fact, that they lit the candles after the third shofar. And then they cook fish. Cooking is a malacha. They bake bread. That's a malacha. So how in the world could they do that? Obviously, hadlakas ner is not Kabbalah Shabbos. And then he says, so vaday madlikin, they would certainly light, and then they do malacha afterwards. That's pashut. And then he says, I reject the Bahag. And listen to this language and tell me, this is going to be for you to answer, tell me what the Bahag is, I'm sorry, listen to what the Ramban says, and he says, and tell me where the Ramban is coming from. What is his lumdisha underpinning? He says, in hidliku, aval hadlokas near Shabbos, in hidliku, if you like near Shabbos, ma kibul Shabbos ishpekach. What kind of kibul Shabbos is that? Hare, kedei shlo yeitarad be'erev, hu oseh. He's lighting now because he doesn't want to get too busy as it gets closer to Shabbos. And in Cain, Adarabba, lo mipnei shu Shabbos madlik, he's not lighting because it's Shabbos, ela mipnei sha'adayin eino Shabbos. He's lighting because it's not Shabbos. V'chi gomar hadlaka kona shvisa? Does anyone say that hadlaka is going to be kona yer shvisa? In other words, what did he say? He's saying, Shalom Aleichem Rav Hanan, you're good to see you. He's not up yet. Okay. Anyways, what's the Ramban saying? The Ramban is saying that he's lighting because it's Shabbos. He's lighting because it's Eino Shabbos. And the whole reason he's lighting now is because of Kavod Shabbos. What is the Ramban saying, men? What is the Ramban saying then?
The din in kavod is not on it.
That's correct. It's a din in kavod, and therefore the din of mitzvah kavod is on Erev Shabbos. Who said? Where did you get this from that Hadlakas Neros is a Kabbalah Shabbos? Hadlakas Neros is like making your bed, is like taking a shower, is like getting dressed. It's one of the things you have to do before Shabbos. That doesn't have anything to do with a Kabbalah Shabbos, and that is the Shita of the Ramban. That's the Ramban's Shita. The Bahag, one second, Aviatar. The Bahag disagrees. And the Bahag clearly understands, and the Ran actually sides with the view of the Bahag. He disagrees, and he says, no. When you go ahead and you light your Neros Shabbos is inaugurating, is bringing in Shabbos. When you say the words, Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, that is a Kabbalah Shabbos, and now it is a Kabbalah. You've accepted upon yourself Shabbos. Could be that he understands that yes, the hadlaka is the harbinger of Shabbos itself. Maybe a din of oneg, but clearly he assumes that again a nafkamin al halacha. You light your Hanukkah candles certainly before, and your Kabbalah, your Neros Shabbos is your Kabbalah. What's he going to do with that Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis? We just said clearly that when you blow the shofar, so then you're still going to go ahead and cook the fish, bake the bread, till you blast the fourth and fifth blast. So he says, no, that's not what the Gemara said. If you read the Gemara carefully, what the Gemara says is you blow the third shofar, the third tkiya, and then the Gemara says, vishohe, and then you wait, you delay, kedei letzalos dog kata. You delay in order to go ahead and the time that it would take to cook a small fish. So who's it speaking about? Is it speaking about the Am that's doing malach after they light the candles? No, it's not speaking about the Am. It's talking about the Baal Tokeya. The person blowing the shofar, they didn't have fancy watches where you can say, wait 3 minutes. So they're giving you the shear of time that you have to wait between the third tkiya and the fourth tkiya. That's the shear, things that they were used to. Kedei letzalos, dog cut them. But certainly once you light your candles, you cannot do malacha whatsoever. And that is the shita of the Bahag. So you have a fundamental machlokas over here. What is Neros Shabbos? Is it a Kabbalah Shabbos or is it not a Kabbalah Shabbos? A very, very core and fundamental machlokas. Questions? Tuvia.
So how would Bahag explain that they have the last...
So again... light on? So first of all, the Baal Tokeya was not necessarily the one who was lighting yet. You know, he was signaling the people to light. And then Tkiya Shofar also might only be a Shvus Derabanan, which during this period of time might be permissible. But even so, the Baal Tokeya himself might have waited till later to light the candles, or his wife was lighting the candles, but that would not necessarily impact him as the Baal Tokeya on behalf of Klai, so he could, his Kabbalah would have been later. You know, he wasn't lighting the candles. He was just blowing the shofar. Libel. The Gemara, so the Bahag is telling you that the third shofar is blown, and then Madlikin Esaneros. Then the Gemara says as follows, Vishohin, you wait now, Kedei Letzalos Dag Katan, the amount of time it takes to cook a small fish, and then you blow the fourth shofar. That's not saying that the person who's lighting the candles is cooking the fish. It's saying, what's the shear of time that the Baal Tokeya should wait between the third and fourth blast? The shear of time is the amount of time it takes to be tzola a dad katan, but not that the madlik is now going ahead and being tzola a dad katan. That is how the Bahag understands that Gemara. Okay. Yeah, Isaac. That he what? That he doesn't say what?
The third one is...
Yeah, so Lachlot's tefillin, but then you'll see, again, look at the Gemara later on. Take a look at the Ron in detail. He talks a lot about the tefillin issue as well. And he also points out against the Ramban that they were makpid to take off the tefillin before the Hadlakas Neros, except in a very, very unique situation. But take a look at the Ron there. I don't want to lose everyone with that discussion. Ayin Sham the Ron, and we paskin that the tkiya is the third tkiya. Yes, Shlomo. Okay, which source sheet are you looking at? Are you looking at the Mar Makomos or the fleshed out source sheet? okay, you're looking at the fleshed out. We're in Hay. Hay 2 is the Ran. Hay 2 is the Ran. And then A is the Ramban and the Bahag. I didn't give you the whole Ran. But now that we're there, let's take a look, please, at the next source, the Agos Maimonios. Comes along, there's going to be four sheetas total. We have the two core sheetas, and now we're going to have the Agos Maimonios. The Agos Maimonios gets into this whole discussion. Let's take a look very, very quickly inside. Actually, skip. Now we'll do it from the beginning. If you have it inside, that would be great. So he quotes the Tosis. I heard Amir Perik by my Madlikim. V'shol kedei letzalos dad katam. Mikanei omer harvish shimon she'ein choshev adlokas neis b'shabbos le'asabim malach achareha. There's no din of Kabbalah Shabbos with adlokas haneiros. Afa pishim evorei ba. Even though you're making a bracha l'adlokas neis b'shabbos she'ein choshev Shabbos ela in kain. When is it called Shabbos? It's only called Shabbos when you're mispalat filas arvis. V'kidei shashabbos. Sha'achre hadlokas haner hayitzolim dogim umadbikim pas velo kedivre halachos gedola. So he's summarizing the Ramban Shita against the Bahag. The Bahag held shepasku she'asla hadlok ner shel Chanukah achre ner shel Shabbos ela betfila talya milsa. Rather, your Kabbalah Shabbos is a function of when you go to shul and your makabel Shabbos. Kedeisa beperk tefilas hashachar, like we learn in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos. Now. Then he quotes the Maharam Rutenberg. So he says, Omnam, Maharam, the Maharam Rutenberg, again, was one of the Gedolei Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Rebbe of the Mordechai. The Maharam Rutenberg says, Hinhig, his practice was, Lahasnos kodem shiyadlik, shelo lekabel hashabbos, ad shiyosir haner miyado, shemadlik bo, o ad filas arvis. Etc. What did the Maharam add? The Maharam has an additional idea. He says, fundamentally, we might indeed hold like the Bahag, that when you go ahead and you make your bracha and you light the candles, that's Kabbalah Shabbos. But, and therefore it's a problem. Look at me for a second, if you can see me. So I'm lighting the candle. I made the bracha, I light the candle, make the bracha, what have you. What am I holding in my hand now? I'm holding a match in my hand. I'm holding a candle in my hand. If I'm a Kabbal Shabbos already, that's muksa, that's a problem. So he says, he suggested to all people that when they would light candles, to make a tnai. To light al tnai, that the default is like the Bahag, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos, but I can make a tnai that my Kabbalah is only going to be later on, either when I'm in shul or when I drop the candle. But there is an ability, says the Maharam Rutenberg, to make a t'nai, and that's going to be your shita number three. In other words, the Bahag makes no mention of a t'nai. According to the Bahag, it seems that Hadlakas Neros, the takan of Hadlakas Neros, is Kabbalah Shabbos. The Maharam says it is, but you have an opt-out. You can go ahead and make a t'nai and defer your Kabbalah until later. That is the shita of the Bahag. And then I quoted for you the Beis Yosef. If you look at number four on your Maharam Makomos, and we don't have to read the whole thing, but the Beis Yosef again summarizes everything. And then if you turn the page, the Beis Yosef quotes a view of the Kolbo. And the Kolbo has again another little detail over here. He quotes the Kolbo and the Rif, who is cholek on the Maharam Rutenberg. The Maharam Rutenberg, who said you can make a tnai, he says, yeah and no. Yes and no. You can make a tnai, but who can make a tnai? Dafka libnei habayis. The household can make a tnai. They don't have to have their Kabbalah Shabbos linked to the woman's lighting. Aval isha shemadlekes, but the woman herself who is lighting, he asur lasos malacha la'achar shidlika kevan shemevarechas aleha ein lecha Kabbalah gedola mizu. So says the Kolbo, says the Rif, that yes, I accept that idea of a tnai, but only partially. The Isha Hamadlekes, the woman who's lighting the candles, so she can't make a tnai because that's a tarte de satra. You can't go ahead and light Nero Shabbos and say, but it's not Shabbos to me. That's a stira mine ube. That doesn't work. The other household members, they're not making a bracha. They're still in the shower, what have you. They can defer. They can make a tnai, not be linked to the woman's hadlaka, but everyone else, but she would be banned. So those are your four shitas. Let's just review. The Ramban says it's not a Kabbalah whatsoever. The Bahag says it's an absolute Kabbalah. The Maharam Rutenberg says that it's a Kabbalah, but anyone can make a tnai, even the Isha. And the Kolbo writes that, no, not anyone can make a tnai. The Isha, the person lighting the candles, cannot make a tnai, but any of the other Bnei Abayis, they can make a tnai. Okay, Eviatar, you had a question. That's either that, or as we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, maybe you'll light the candle. Again, you make the bracha afterwards. We'll discuss that in a second. And before you make the bracha, you cast down the candle. So therefore, you cast down the match, so you will not have that issue. Okay, so we have four shitas. Now, when you have four shitas, you want a tuvia? Yes, tuvia? Is that a hand?
Yeah.
Well, he's assuming that the woman is lighting the candles. Again, if it presumably, it's a din in whoever's lighting the candles. Presumably. So the truth is, during the time of the Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear that there was a full Kabbalah Shabbos of that sort. That's what he refers to. He refers to Tfilas Arvis, or he'll refer to Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Around his time is when Rav Shlomo Alkabetz composed Lecha Dodi, and it probably got instituted as a formal tefillah a little after that. So for us, it would probably be our Lecha Dodi or our Kabbalah Shabbos in davening. And again, we happen to most of our shuls. As long as you're not making early Shabbos, most of our shuls daven Mincha 15 to 18 minutes before Shkia. So when Shkia comes, that's already going to be an automatic Kabbalah Shabbos. But if we're davening early, Lechora, our Lechuna Ranana, or certainly our Lechadodi would be Kabbalah Shabbos. And yes, Shuki, the third sheet of the Maram Rutenberg. Okay, so let's see how we pass. Now, I want to teach you a little bit how to read a Din in Shulchan Aruch. And as I like to tell my friend Joey over here, is that when you're learning Halacha, so it is very, a lot of times when you learn the Mishnah Brura, you learn Shulchan Aruch, and you don't have the background, you don't know where everything is coming from. Now that you get a little bit of the background, now you look at the Shulchan Aruch like it's like, oh, of course, I understand where everything is coming from. And this is a great example of that. So we're going to take a look at Reish Samech Gimel Halacha Yud. If you have it in front of you, that's awesome. And I'm going to read the whole Sif. So the Mechaber says as follows, but I want you to be sensitive to some of the Lashonos, some of the language over here. Lebal Halachos Gedolos. According to the Baha'i, Kevin Shehidlik Ner Shal Shabbos, Chol Olav Shabbos V'ne'esar B'malacha. Once you light Ner Shal Shabbos, it is Shabbos and you're Aser B'malacha. V'al Pi Zeh. And based on this Bahag, Noah goes Ksas Nashim. There are some women who have the practice. Sha'achar Sheberchol V'hedliko Aneros. After they make the bracha, they light the neros, mashlichos la'aretz hapsila shebiyadon. They cast down the wick that is in your hand, shehidlikuba ve'ein machabos oso. They don't extinguish the match, they just throw it down so it goes out by itself, because, again, the second that they lit, they are machabos Shabbos. That's the Bahag Shita, that's the first day quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Then he says, v'yesh omrim, and you'll help me out over here, v'yesh omrim, Shemasne kodem shemadlika. If you make a tnai before you light, then she'enem mekabelah Shabbos ad shomer achazin baruchu moel. If you make a tnai before you light, you're only going to be mekabel Shabbos when the chazin says baruchu. It works. That's effective. Okay. Whose sheet does that remind me? The Maharam. And if you look at, oh, you don't have it, but I'm looking at the Shulchan Aruch itself. So if you look at the Be'er Hagola, he quotes the Agos Maimonios, which is what I gave you. The Agos Maimonios quoted in the Maharam Rutenberg. Okay, V'yesh Omrim, and then he says She'eno Moil La, that a Tznai does not work for La, for her. Why? Because she's the one who's lighting, so she cannot make a Tznai, and that is the Kolbo in the name of the Rif. And then he says V'yesh Cholkin Al Baal Halachos Gedolos. The Omrim she'ein kabbalah Shabbos toli behadlokas aner ela b'tfilas arvis she'kevin shamar chazan baruch hu akol parshim malachtan. And then he quotes the Yesh Cholkin, those who disagree, and hadlokas aner Shabbos has nothing to do with kabbalah Shabbos. And whose sheet is that? Of course, that's the Ramban sheet. It's also the Taisis, it's also the Rush, it's the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Rashba, a lot of other sheets. Okay, so I want to make a couple of points first. First of all, did you notice anything in this, the Mechaber's presentation? He presents Bahag, Maharam, Kolbo, Ramban. Now look at how he presents them. I just wanted you to see the subtlety of how the Shulchan Aruch wrote it. Do you see what I'm tapping into? How he introduces each Shita? So there's the Bahag, there's Yesh Omrim, there's V'yesh Omrim, and then there's V'yesh Cholkin. You see that? So I think what he wants to point out, and I think what I want you to see, is fundamentally, while there are four shitas in total, there are four different deos, but fundamentally, there's the Bahag versus the Ramban, and the Maharam and the Kolbo are really offshoots. They're deviations off of the Bahag shita. In other words, they hold fundamentally that Neros Shabbos, Hadlokas Neros, is Kabbalah Shabbos. Maram says it's Kabbalah Shabbos. However, you can make it Tznai. In other words, the default is Kabbalah Shabbos. The default is the Bahag, but you can make it Tznai. So the Maram is firmly in the camp of the Bahag. Furthermore, the Kobo is for sure in the camp of the Bahag. It's the default is the Bahag. And the woman who's lighting is for sure bound by her hadlaka, and other people can make it Tznai, but fundamentally they're in the camp of the Bahag, and it's the Ramban who's the Yesh Cholken. He's fundamentally disagreeing. And the Shulchan Aruch, however, has not given us a Psak Halacha. But I do want you to see that sensitivity, that subtlety, in terms of the tilt, in terms of the first three shittos are really in the same camp. So how do we paskin? So comes along the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, Ule didan. So what's our minute? What's our practice? Kevan sheitchilu mizmor shil yom ha-shabbos, have kebarchu liditu. So the Mechaber says, yeah, they introduced, as we mentioned, Kabbalah Shabbos into our liturgy. So we have this thing called Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Once you say Mizmor Shir, that's like Baruch Hu. But he's not really taking a position. The Mechaber is not paskening the Shaila. So who's going to help us with the Psak Halacha? That's going to be the Ramah. And the Ramah is going to pasken this for us. It's not really a Psak. He's just saying that according to, you know, this is just a slant on the Ramban. According to the Ramban, who says Baruch Hu is your Kabbalah Shabbos, so we have this thing called Lechun Aranana. We have this thing called Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. So Ludidon, who has Mizmor Shir, that's going to be your Kabbalah Shabbos. So what's the Prag? What's the Psak? So says the Ramah, V'haminog she'osa isha hamadlekes mekabeles Shabbos ba'adlaka im lo shetatne tchila ve'afilu tznai shebalev sagi aval shar b'nei adam, but the rest of the house, shtar b'nei habayis mutarim b'malacha ad baruch. So what the Ramah is paskening is, for the woman, the default is Kabbalah Shabbos. When she lights the Neros, it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. For her, that's her default. She's making the bracha, and therefore that's her status. She can make a Tznai, so he accepts the Maharam Rutenberg. He does not hold like the Kolbo. And for the rest of the household, for the husband and for anyone else, they for them it's not a Kabbalah. They're not the ones who said Lahadlak Nishal Shabbos, and therefore they're not going to be bound by her Hadlaka. So when I used to live in Mevaseret Zion, I lived for 3 years not so far from Rav Glanz's house. And as you all know, my wife is a superstar, Baruch Hashem. So she wanted to go to shul on Friday night. And what ended up happening very, very often is I drove to shul on Friday night, and she walked. Why? Because she was lighting candles. So for her, it was a Kabbalah Shabbos. For me, I wasn't a Kabbalah Shabbos until later, so I could drive and she could walk. Now, that's not being a good husband, but that's what happened. So that's, in other words, that's the split that's made by the Ramah. Now, does that mean that a woman can, and the Ramah says she can make a Tznai. She can make a Tznai even Balev, and then the Mishnah Berurah has some important comments. Let me, Eviatar, before I take your question, I want to just go through a couple of important comments of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, number one, when should a woman daven mincha? This is very important. I'm listening. Should she light before or after Hadlakas Neros Shabbos? She must daven mincha before. She must daven mincha before. If she didn't daven mincha before, she lit the Neros Shabbos, and assuming she did not make a Tznai, it would be usher for her to daven mincha, because it's already Shabbos. You cannot daven a tefillas chol once you're already mekabel Shabbos, so she must daven mincha first and then light the candles. If she lit and she didn't make a tznai, it would be usher for her to daven mincha, and she'd have to daven two marves. She'd have to daven a tashlumin because she missed mincha. So the Mishnah Berurah makes that point clear, that she has to... What? What? She missed it by ones. She didn't know the halacha. She didn't know the halacha. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat Mendal, very important, very relevant to halacha. The Mishnah Berurah, the ain lahasnos ki im letzorich. A woman should not make a tznai unless there's a real need. Why should she not make a tznai unless there's a real need? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, me'acha sheish cholkin. Since there are those who maintain that a tznai doesn't work at all, The Bahag says you can't make it tonight. So what? And the Kolbo says you can't make it tonight if you're the woman who's lighting. So therefore, since the Arshita doesn't say you can't make it tonight, she shouldn't just willy-nilly, she wants to get in the car to go to shul, she shouldn't willy-nilly make it tonight unless there is a tzorech. What's called a tzorech? So that's a very vague question. That's very fact-specific. I'll tell you an example of a tzorech. A woman, let's say her leil tevila to go to the mikveh is a Friday night, and the mikveh is 2 miles away. It's 2.5 miles away. So she has to go to the mikveh at night, and it's a very, very long walk. It's a 2 mile walk, even less than that, but let's go 2 miles. So that would be a tzorech for her to go ahead and light her near Shabbos, then have her husband drive her, get in the car, whatever the case is, after she lights near Shabbos to go to the mikveh. That would be an example of a tzorech where she should make it tonight. Question comes up a lot. People like to go to the Kotel. They live in Yerushalayim. They want to go to the Kotel Friday evening for a couple of Shabbos. Can she get into a cab to go into to travel to the Kotel Friday night? Light the candles at home. Get into a cab. So I asked a Shaila about that many years ago, 30 years ago or so, and I was told that would not be a sufficient tzorech. I was a little surprised by that. Again, that's an example of you have a Shaila Schachum. What is called Sorech or not. But that's another important halacha. Next, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Beis. This is very important. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Mem Beis that im ha'ish madlik, if the husband or a man, if a man is doing the lighting, afilu kishuhu mevarech al hadlaka, so even when he's making a bracha on the lighting, leka minhaga, there is no minhag that for him it's a Kabbalah Shabbos. Since universally men are Makabal Shabbos in Shul, when they daven Mar, when they say Mizmor Shir. So if a man is lighting the Neiros Shabbos, it is not going to be a Kabbalah Shabbos for them. And therefore, this is going to be something that is a minhag that developed because of the woman's unique fealty and affiliation with the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. One last point I'm going to make, and then I'll take your questions. This is very, very important as well. Think about this. What would be the din? So what is the Kabbalah Shabbos? What is the Kabbalah Shabbos? Is the Kabbalah Shabbos the lighting, or is it the bracha lahadlik ner shel Shabbos? So we mentioned two shiurim ago the shita of the Ramah, and the Ramah says that in Simen Reish Shama Gimel Halacha Hey, the Ramah says that it could very well be that the Bahag tells you that once you're already making the bracha lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, that's your Kabbalah. And therefore, if that's your Kabbalah, Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, and then you're going to light the candles, so that's a malacha. You can't do that. And therefore, we have the practice of first lighting and then making the bracha. Assuming that the bracha is your Hadlakas Neros. And if that's true, then we explain that's why the women cover their eyes, they cover the Neros, and then only after they make the bracha will they get Hana. So there's a little bit of an overlasiyasan there. My question for you is as follows. You're a bacher who is lighting Neiros Shabbos, let's say in yeshiva, at home, whatever the case is, you have a dorm room. How do you light Neiros Shabbos? Do you make the bracha first, or do you make the hadlaka first? Who said bracha? Yes, bracha first is the correct answer. Bracha first. Why? Because the whole reason that we flip the order and we have the women light and then make the bracha is because we're choshesh that the bracha is their Kabbalah Shabbos. And once they're Makabal Shabbos, they can't do malach afterwards. However, for men, we said, men, their Kabbalah Shabbos either way is going to be in shul. And therefore, for men, when they light candles, we stick to the ikar din of kol brachos ovel asiyasan, and you'll make the bracha before you will make the you will light the candle. And that is definitely how we paskin. So a man, when he lights Neiros Shabbos, he should light the Neiros Shabbos before he should make the bracha and then light the candles. Questions? Yoni?
Lighting.
No, the bracha. We're saying the bracha now. For the man, it's only when you go to shul. Correct. Since he's not a typical lighter. Okay? Okay. Let me ask you another interesting question. A really interesting question. What would you say is the din when it comes to Neiros of Yontif? Neiros of Yontif. Should you make, I'm talking about a woman who's lighting Neiros Yontif, should she make the bracha first or light the candles first? What are you, Taina Isaac Shapiro?
I would say...
Correct. Ravelli, what did you do to us? Okay. That's correct. The pashup pshat on a simple, clear svara level, the simple pshat is that when you light the when you turn on yontif, so since there's no issur of extending a flame, so then there's no problem in making the bracha first. So good, it's a kabbalas yontif. You can still extend the flame, and that should be permissible. That's the simple understanding. Now there is a Magen Avraham. I'm going to read you the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham, please, please, please don't yell at me about this Magen Avraham. It's a radical Magen Avraham. Hold it down, and we'll take it slow. So the Magen Avraham writes that when it comes to Shabbos, we have the women, they light and then make the bracha. Why? Because de'im tevarech, because if they make the bracha first, then kibla l'Shabbos, she accepted Shabbos, and since she accepted Shabbos, so it's asur lahadlik. It would be asetat bimadlik. She wouldn't be allowed to light. V'im kein, and therefore, biyom tov, when it's a yontif, tivarech v'acha kach tadlik. She should make the bracha first and then light. Kach kosa b'sof sefer hadrisha. And he quotes, this is the practice, this is what's mentioned in the drisha, in Evan HaEzer, and he quotes, this was the practice of the mother of the Drisha. The mother of the Drisha, when she went ahead and lit her candles on Leil Yontif, she first made the bracha, and then she lit the candles. That was her practice. Says the Magen Avraham, sit down. I'm going to put this in parentheses, but I'm going to read you the words of the Magen Avraham. It's pretty intense. He says, Aval ein chachma le'isha. There is no chachma le'isha, and don't pay any attention to that. He says, there's a low plug. Kamosha kasav simin kufnim chesayin sham v'chein kasav atoysis psachim dav zayin amid beis. So basically, says the Magen Avraham, that we don't want women to get confused. And if you start flipping around, on Shabbos, they make the bracha after they light. On Yom Tov, they make the bracha before they light. They're going to get all confused. And it's going to lead to making the bracha before they light on Shabbos, which is going to produce Chil Shabbos. We don't want to get involved in any of that. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, the correct practice across the board is women should always first light the candles and then make the bracha. I, the mother of the Drisha, says the Magen Avraham, ein chachma l'isha. And then he quotes a halacha in Simin Kuf Nun Ches in Or HaChaim. He doesn't say what this halacha is, and he quotes a Tosvos in Maseches Psachim Zayin and Beis. He doesn't tell us what that is. He just wants us to look those up. So I did look them up, and so did the Dagol Mirvava. So did the Noad B'Yehuda. And the Noad B'Yehuda is on the margin of Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to read you these beautiful, beautiful words. It's very striking, very sharp. He says, Ula Anias Daiti. In my opinion, says the Dagol Mirvava, Hadin im imo shel hagoyin hadrisha. The halacha is like the mother of the drisha. Meaning, Rav Yecheskel Landau's paskening like the mother of the drisha against the Magen Avraham. Why? That what? Debi yom tov tevarech v'achak tadlik. Umashe kosav ha-Magen Avraham raya. From Simin Kufnun Ches, from Yedivar Tos Pesachim Zayinam Abbeis, La'anias daiti ein hanidon dome. So what is Simin Kuf Nun Ches all about? What's the topic over there? Simin Kuf Nun Ches is Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, and the Tosis in Psachim Zayinim Abayis is about the mitzvah of Tvila. So we'll mention the Tosis, because that's simpler. Rabosai, when you go to the mikvah, let's say a woman goes to the mikvah, anyone goes to the mikvah, when do they make the bracha? When do they make the bracha? So the Gemara tells us, well, let's start with this simple case. A ger, when a convert goes to the mikveh to convert to Judaism, he needs mila, he needs tvila. When does he make the birchas ala tvila when he goes into the mikveh? So you all know the answer. The answer is after tvila. Why is it after tvila? Because after the tvila, before the tvila is not a Jew. So how can he say a bracha? After the tvila becomes a Jew, so therefore he makes the bracha. The halacha, says the Magen Avraham, is based on that din of tvilas ger. Anytime a person goes into the mikveh, when a woman goes into the mikveh, she also, the practice is, she dunks first and then she makes the bracha. And when we wash Netilas Yadayim, we have dirty hands. We wash first and then we make the bracha. Because basically, tefillah is tefillah. And whether it's tefillah's ger, where he can't make the bracha first, the takana was to make it afterwards, we make takanas below plug. And now every tefillah, when the woman goes into the mikvah, she first dunks and then makes the bracha, because we don't want to get people confused. And this is how the takana was made, below plug. And that was the argument of the Magen Avraham. And says the Noda de Behuda, you can't compare. You can't compare. The argument of the Magen Avraham is flawed. Why? It's not a good argument. Because when it comes to tevila, what bracha does a ger make when he goes into the mikvah? He makes a bracha of ala tevila. What bracha does the woman make when she goes into the mikvah? She makes a bracha of al hatevila. It's the same mitzvah. It's the same exact bracha. So yeah, they were mitaken this entire thing to be afterwards. We don't want to get people confused. However, so that's below plug. Aval birchas hadlaka. What bracha do you make when you light near Shabbos? You make, yeah. What bracha do you make when you light near Yom Tov? Light near Shayantiv. It's a different bracha. So he says, aval birchas hadlaka ain't no sechah bracha. Shadlaka is near Shabbos. Shavu no sechah bracha. So yet near Yom Tov. Al near Shabbos mevark lahadlik. And al ner yantiv, you break up nusach habracha the hadik ner shayantiv k'mivur akan, and therefore lo shayich lo plug. There's no shayichus to a lo plug, because after all the bracha is going to key you in. These are two separate and distinct acts and mitzvos. Ule divrei hamogen avram tzarch lomer shalo plug b'chol birchas adlaka. But then he says, if you make him lo plug b'chol birchas habracha, then you should make a lo plug by ner chanukah too, and by ner chanukah light the candles and then make the bracha. If you don't care about the different nusach bracha, say that's lahadik nesh l'chanukah, some light, and then make the bracha. In ken kasher gam bad lovas nerchanukah yivarach hafa sheidlik mishum lo plug. And havadai less, that's for sure not the case. You make the bracha first. Elavadai. So says the Dagon Ravava. Kevan shanusachu lahadik nesh l'chanukah, since the nusach is a different nusach. Uve shel shabbos hanusach lahadik nesh l'shabbos lo shayich lo plug. In ken hu adin de biyantiv gam ken lo shayich lo plug. And then his concluding words are very beautiful. V'chein nire li lahoros ke'eshes ha'goin ha'drisha. And therefore I am paskling like the mother of Hadrisha. V'hi isha nisa liba. She's a very wise woman. She is steeped b'chachma. And those are the words of Rav Yecheskel Landau. So that's a famous and big, big machlokes Magen Avraham in the Noda de Behuda. Rabbi Kiva Eger also sides with the Noda de Behuda. And another nafkamin is going to be, what if a woman is lighting candles, but she's going to make a tznai? Let's say she's making a tznai because she's got to travel distances or what have you. So when she makes a tznai, does she also now change the nusach habracha? Should she now make the bracha first? Because it's not a Kabbalah Shabbos. The bracha is not a Kabbalah Shabbos. Once again, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the others hold, yes, the bracha should be flipped. And the Magen Avraham says, lo plug, we can't get things confused. We don't want to confuse people. And always, you make the bracha after the hadlaka. So that's a very, very core and fundamental machlokes. I haven't taught girls in a very, very long time. But back in the day, I used to teach girls. And they often know what their mothers do. And I've taken surveys and asked, so what does your mother do on Alel Yonder? Does she make the bracha first? Does she go with the mother of the Drish, Rabbi Kiva Eger, does she go with the Magen Avraham? So even though most Achronim seem to follow the view of the Noda de Behuda, the Magen Avraham, not the Magen Avraham, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the mother of the Drisha, that's the view of most Rishonim. It seems to me what they're teaching the Beis Yaakovs, what the girls learn, is you always first light and then make the bracha. They don't make chilukim between yantif or tnai or what have you. That seems to be the more common minog. But when I remember, I do think the mahalach of the Rebbe Kiveger and the Noda de Behuda, especially for modern women today, who are so well educated, they're so much more steeped in Hilchos Shabbos than men. That's for sure. Hopefully not after this year, but in general, that women do have that sophistication to know the difference between lahadlik ner shel Shabbos and lahadlik ner shel Yontif, and to make these kilukim, I think is appropriate. So mikra adin, I would say that on a Yontif, a woman should make the bracha first and then lighting. If she's making a tie, first bracha, then light. But you do have this well-known sheet of the Magen Avraham, which is very prevalent in the, I think, in what's taught to many, many women. Okay, that's it for today for me. And any questions? I guess not.
What's the way to go?
I'm suggesting to go with the no de Yehuda. That's what I'm suggesting. No de Yehuda. There is a comment that's made. I'll just add the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that on the second night of Yontif, for sure, you should follow the no de Yehuda when a woman light them on the second night, because there's no reason for them to confuse a second night of Yontif with a Shabbos. Why? Because when are they lighting on the second night of Yontif? That's correct. They're lighting at night. You can't light during the daytime. You can't prepare from one day to the next. The lighting at night, that's already so different than anything they would do on a Leil Shabbos, that then already for sure they should first light the candles. They should first make the bracha and then light the candles. Yes, Isaac. Over La Siyasan. Over La Siyasan.
We already still have a little bit.
Yeah, but that's what that's if you're a London. The real Over La Siyasan is before the Maisa Mitzvah. That's, you're right. We touched it up. We gave an explanation, but certainly the full and most proper Over La Siyasan would be before the Hadlaka. Aaron Tuckman, Shalom Aleichem, good to see you. No, you're gonna have to speak up. Your mic is not working.